Okay. Radio Valencia. This is The Alchemist. It's Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. Mm. Let me adjust that down a little tad. It's Saturday night. It's a special show tonight. And you're kind of probably confused that there's like no music playing yet. That's by design. Normally I have the interludes that I talk over, partially because of the noise next door, but also a special guest coming in tonight, and I really didn't want to try to use the timing mechanism that I use with those interludes to try to guide the show. What I have is a bucket of songs that I'll be pulling from. I'm going to be doing a DIY show tonight, so I'm going to be featuring bands primarily from the Bay Area, but not exclusively. We'll be traveling the world a little bit, too. I've been collecting kind of a lot of DIY stuff for God years. So some of this will be very old and some of this will be fresh and new. Excuse me. We have Friday Night Nuts coming in with us tonight, and they are not here yet, but they will be in the next hour or so. And we'll be going through their brand new album, self-titled, and talking with the band members and getting to know them a little bit. In the meantime, I'm going to start you off with a local surf band out of Vallejo called the Voltones. Song called Bohemian Boogie. We'll be doing songs in pairs for each of the bands so that you can get a little bit more flavor than just the one song. So sit back and kick back and crack open something to drink and enjoy the cocktail hour, which is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. I am the Alchemist. This is Radio Valencia, and the door is open. Yes. Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
All right. I the gentleman from Friday Night Nuts have already arrived, so thank you for being here. We'll get into that with them. I'm going to let them chill for a minute before they get into it. They just walked in the door, and we're getting everybody settled in here. So, hey, what you just heard, Slam Denistas. Nice track that was. Where I Belong is a brand new track by them. There was a submission through our website to us at Radio Valencia. So if you are inclined and want to get your stuff played on our airwaves, we like to do that kind of thing. So submit it in. The whole staff will see it. And if we like it, we'll grab it and we'll play it. I liked the song, and I found another one that I liked, and I played it earlier. So that was Brand New Day before that, from their album Shoot at the Stars, and it was some, a little bit earlier in their career. We open up tonight's set with the two tracks from the Voltones. They're a local band out of Vallejo, and I've most frequently seen them in Crockett. Actually friends with those guys, so there's that. They have that once I meet you guys and I find that I like your music, I tend to find that I like you as a person as well, because most of you out there are doing a good job creating the do-it-yourself music that we all get to know it. That's the problem. Most of us don't get to hear it. So that's the idea. I'm trying to share some of that here tonight, focusing on that primarily. We'll be playing a lot of new stuff, some old stuff, some obscure stuff, some stuff that I was in. Nepotism. All right. My kid too. God damn it. Oh, Jesus Christ. They're just oozing nepotism. All right. So the Voltones, very good surf band out of the Leo. So next set is I'm going to play some old stuff here, and then we'll wrap it up with a Canadian band, and then we'll start talking with the gentleman from Friday Night Nuts and start hearing their album, because they got a brand new album and it's hot. I like it. It's good. Got 7 tracks of whack. I like it. All right, Radio Valencia, we're going to hear the Love Props. Got a postcard, baby? I got one for you.
She's the witch doctor.
Beautiful. Can't count too high. Beautiful. Nation's too tight. Beautiful. Can't count too high.
doctor, and I think she shrunk your head. Your head, baby, 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 baby.
Well, there's no problem. If you had a gun, shoot him in the head. That's a sure way to kill him. If you don't, get yourself a club or a torch. Beat him or burn him. They go up pretty easy.
Yeah. the buried dog, and I realized it would be a great place to find a skeleton. So one day,
we'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, wow. That was a lot of fun. Okay. So that was a song called I Bought Land to Drink and Drive. Now, I don't advocate drinking and driving, folks. It's not good. It's a bad thing. But I like the concept of land. But yes.
You do it on your own private property.
Yes. Having your own private property to drive it on so you don't hurt anybody else and you try not to hurt yourself, for Christ's sakes. But, you know, hey, you know, if shit happens, if you're only affecting yourself, who cares? Do it. Yeah. That's the way I feel about things. Oh, man. So that was a lot of fun. Evan Simmons, he's out of Canada, and he's actually friends with Dave, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so Dave.
We're not childhood friends, but we knew each other in high school age.
Right on.
And, yeah, he's been. We've played in bands together over the years. And he's the epitome of DIY.
Oh, absolutely. It's actually, his music totally fits this show, fits this vibe. And I really dig what he's doing. I've only heard a couple of tracks. I just kind of skipped through a few things and picked out a couple of tracks because I got introduced them to Evan today as a musician. And that previous track was a nice, interesting, weird one, and I do love weird. TikTok, Duncan's Dog, I'm a Bird is the name of that album. Also, Evan Simmons there. So apparently Evan plays everything. He's like a regular Prince now.
He plays every instrument, does backing tracks for his live shows, and he plays guitar and sings. And he usually has like a nice photo screen behind him when he plays where he's got photos of his travels, and he tours all over Canada.
Oh, nice.
He's actually in Kamloops, BC tonight.
Oh, cool. Oh, he's doing a show tonight.
Shout out to Evan.
Shout out to Evan. Have a good show tonight. Break a leg. I think he's listening, if I've been told correctly.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Evan. I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate everybody. Also listening out there from previous tracks was Bill Donahue, yes, of the band Anti-Mom, also of the Rocking Chair, of which I was a member. I did do one show with Anti-Mom. It was a reunion show. Those two tracks that you heard was I'm in Control and Police State. And when we talked earlier today, he felt like, oh, those would be the perfect songs to kind of represent this me as a person in this band. And I'm like, absolutely, Bill. No problem. So a lot of fun there. Good stuff. That band is long since defunct. That was an 80s band. Punk scene back when the Ruthies scene was happening. And that show that we did together was a Ruthies reunion show, which was at a huge warehouse in Oakland. There was thousands of people there. It was crazy. Couldn't believe it. We set the stage up in the morning, and we did our show at like 2 a.m. So we were there from like 11 to 2 a.m. It was a nuts show. A lot of good bands played that day. Also, before that was a Berkeley band called Love Props, and those guys were pretty wild. They've been defunct for a long time, and that was. But I wanted to give them a little run because they were a really tight, hot band, and I saw them back in the day. And so I figured I'd give it a little bit of shout out there. So let's now turn our attention to the gentleman from Friday Night Nuts, and we're gonna play a few selections from their brand new album, Friday Night Nuts. So let's introduce the band. Why don't you introduce yourselves, and we'll go from there.
Hi, I'm Dave Mitchell. I play guitar and sing, and that's me. I'll pass along.
Hey, what's up? Connor Shagg here at your service. I'm the drummer for these guys. I got two guitars here on the side here, and I just tagged along. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm Jesse Levin, and I play guitar with Friday Night Nuts, and these are my buddies. I hope you guys like our music.
All right, very good. So, well, we're going to play. Well, what I'm going to do is we're going to play four songs from your record. I'm going to play the three shorter songs in succession. We'll talk about them, and then we'll play that nice long epic that you have on here, and then go from there. We're going to play three songs, WCPGW, What Could Possibly Go Wrong?
That's what it is, What Could Possibly Go Wrong?
Yes, famous last words. Middle track is called Fuck Your Selfie, which I think you can all kind of get a vibe of what that's all about. And the last track will be Better Angels, and which I think is an amazing track. And so let's go. Without further ado, I'm just going to go ahead and play these three tracks. We'll jump back in with the band afterwards. And so I hope you all enjoy it. Thank you for joining me on the Conflux Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. It is Saturday night. We are live.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Live!
Nice ending there. That was Better Angels from Friday Night Nuts, who are joining me in the studio at We Speak. Well, yeah, oh, man, I like those songs. Those are really good. So give me a lowdown on those songs, kind of what they mean to you, how they came about. And,
Well, they all came about kind of the same way all of them do. I have two acoustic guitars that sit by my recliner at home. And they sit there, and they do not get packed away. They don't get moved. And I just pick them up, and I try to play them every day. And that's where all this stuff, we all started on those two guitars.
Yep.
One's tuned to the drop D, which what could possibly go wrong is was in a drop D, and then the other two songs are standard.
Yeah, I literally do the same thing.
Yeah, it's, I think a lot of people
the
do
songs
that
are written in commercials, commercial breaks,
or whenever it's like, you know, whenever it's not too annoying for everyone else in the house.
Now, what's that? That riff sounds an awfully lot like Doctor Who. Real shit. Damn it! That's what I was watching the other week. Damn. So, yeah, so that's fun. Like Better Angels, what's that song about?
Better Angels is well, I think that's a problem that the world has right now. And I know we're getting into big topics.
That's okay.
And I don't want to get into politics about it. However, it seems to me that, you know, it's like the cliche of, you know, the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil is on the shoulder saying, yeah, you should take that thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't need to help those people. You just, you know, do what's best for you. Like,
yeah, drink this, drive that.
Just take it. Just take it. It's good. It's yours. And, you know, the better angel is on the other shoulder going, hey, man, like, you know, you can think about what you're doing here, like who you're hurting by your actions.
Consequences, yeah.
And the consequences of it. And it's you know, there's that's why it's the two different voices. And mm-hmm. There's a line in the song that says conscience whispers but ego shouts.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's kinda like that. It's just trying to, you know, make the choice of being an empathetic, decent human being instead of some, you know, monstrous, narcissistic,
mm-hmm.
you know.
This is, it's been, this is true of all humanity, and I believe there's a fun expression which I like to hear and live by myself, is there's two wolves within us. One is murderous and cantankerous and evil, and the other one is kind and generous. And the quick answer is, which one wins? The one you feed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, so, you know, feed your better angels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Feed your better angels. That is something I kind of preach on this show. Do my natural... The views and topics discussed on this show are not necessarily the views of Radio Valencia and its staff, and may be purposely ignored by all. Okay, anyway, so their disclaimer's gone. We can say whatever the fuck we want to say. All right, so that being said, I'm in concord with that kind of philosophy. I believe that kindness is much stronger than aggression. It's harder to do. It's harder to do. I have not always been good with that myself. I've tried to be better every day.
It's pretty easy to let that devil on your shoulder, you know, to just kind of brush the angel off. Yeah, I don't want to listen to you right now. You tell me, Mr. Devil, tell me what I want to hear. Like, you know, how it's okay for me to fuck people over.
Oh, you know, you know you want it.
You know you want to do it. Don't worry about it.
It'll be fun.
Any comments or observations by the rest of the band on that?
Well, I think that, you know, Dave, you've written other songs where the same sentiment comes through. So I'm thinking The Swamp, I don't think we're going to listen to it tonight, but The Swamp is really, you could say it's an environmental song, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and, definitely.
And, you know, part of that song is kind of talking about stripping the environment and fucking the environment for personal gain.
Which is what we do as a society,
and,
really.
You know, and not... You know, in the environment, I'm not just talking about inanimate objects. I'm talking about the animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dave calls out the animals.
And the people.
And the people.
Like, the people are the worst, though.
A lot of people are getting fucked for just a few, the benefit of very few.
Oh, that's the way it has always been. History has always led the very strong, the ones with the most money, the most power, most, and they just step on us. They're just, you know, we're
Dave doesn't write pop songs. He has a very creative mind and always has something up his sleeve about some kind of new song. And it's always not, it's not about love or relationships. It's always something a little deeper. There's some sci-fi stuff coming up that I'm really excited about that he's got in the works.
Oh, nice.
And just something different, you know. It's fun.
That sounds good. That sounds good. I think we could collaborate and probably come up with some cool stuff.
So we're really super lucky to have Dave giving birth to all of this
nice,
excellent stuff. And then we come in and he's like, this is the song I got. This is, you know, how I think it goes. And then we kind of all join in. And
when I first joined this band, Dave would explain all the songs for me. First, he explained to me lyrically what they're all about, which really was kind of odd because I'm used to just playing along to a riff or something. But he would explain what it was about. That was really cool, and he was very meticulous about the arrangement of the song as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was a pleasure.
No, good. I don't know. I think the same way you do in regard to this. I think that the message behind the song drives the way you play it. I mean, some songs need to be played with a little bit more anger. Some need to be played with a little bit more care. And some songs just need to be swanky for the sake of swank, you know. And so that's just kind of the nature of the beast. So, it's one of the things I do. That's why it's one of the reasons I have been connecting with your music so easily, because it is akin to my thought process. So much appreciated it. We're going to get into a really long song of yours from this album. It's called Sweet, Sweet JFC. And what's the JFC stand for?
Not Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Just fucking care?
No, it's Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus fucking Christ. Blasphemy on the radio.
Blasphemy it is.
Yes, it is. It is.
Here we go.
I got at least one friend who's turning over right now. We're going to play it. It's a nice 13-minute track, so get your big boy shoot pants on, right? Pull your britches up. Crack open a fresh one, because you're going to need it. It's a long one, folks. This is Radio Valencia. I am the Alchemist. We are here with Friday Night Nuts on a Saturday night in the heart of the Mission. Transmissions from the Mission back to the world and back again at Radio Valencia.